Hello again and welcome back. You're watching Al Jazeera, the only international broadcaster reporting from both sides of the border in the war on Gaza. Let's have an update of the situation on the ground in Gaza. Israeli forces have struck close to the center of Gaza City. Reports say the Tar El Hawa hospital has been hit, causing a huge fire. 500 people were believed to be trapped inside the hospital. The Red Cross hospital has also been hit, as has a media building housing international journalists. At least two cameramen have been injured. Also, thousands of people have fled their homes, but there are reports that many others are trapped in burning buildings. Well, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has accused many Arab leaders of tolerating genocide with their silence on Gaza. He's written an open letter to the Saudi king, demanding stronger words and action to halt the Israeli offensive. In an interview with Al Jazeera correspondent Ali Reza Ranaghi, Ahmadinejad explains his view on the war on Gaza.
This is the third week of the savage assault of the Zionist regime on the oppressed, defenseless people of Gaza. It is a very heavy incident. If we don't call it unprecedented, it is definitely rare in its kind. A tied-handed people in a besieged area, defenseless men, women and children come under the heaviest attack from air, sea and land. It's unprecedented.
Iran has been accused of supplying weapons to Hamas. Is that true?
I think that wherever the US government and the Zionist regime are defeated, they try to blame others instead of learning from their failure and instead of accepting the reality. This is not the first time the United States government accused Iran without any proof or evidence when it was stranded in Iraq. They don't have any evidence for their claims. But American missiles, bombs and jet fighters are the proof. The weaponry and logistics given to the occupying illegal Zionist regime is flowing towards the occupied territories. American bombs are falling on people by F-16 fighters and Cobra helicopters. American rocket launchers are firing at the people of Gaza.
What assistance can you and will you give to the people in Gaza?
We support them in many ways. Our support is political and spiritual. And certainly, if they let us, we will also give them humanitarian support, as we have done already.
In your view, can the current diplomatic initiative, including the UN resolution, help and succeed in stopping the fighting?
There is only one way ahead, and that is to recognize the rights of the people of Gaza, to apologize to them, to retreat and lift the siege and try to compensate. But this solution does not fit the nature of the Zionist regime.
Well, Israel's war on Gaza is having diplomatic repercussions in Latin America, amongst other places. Venezuela and Bolivia have broken off ties over the conflict. In a statement from Caracas, the Venezuelan government said it had taken the move because of the, quote, cruel persecution of the Palestinian people by Israeli authorities. Al Jazeera's Dima Khatib has more from the Venezuelan capital.
The Palestinian flag is not being waved inside an Arab or Muslim parliament. This is actually Venezuela's National Assembly, a Latin American country with few Arabs and few Muslims. To Caracas, and now in protest of what he calls the Holocaust in Gaza and Israel's disobedience to UN resolutions. Now, another Latin American leader, Bolivia's Evo Morales, a close friend and ally of Chavez, is doing the same and going further, saying he will petition the International Criminal Court to bring genocide charges against Israel.
We have taken into consideration the crimes against humanity, genocide, war crimes and attacks on the civilian population. Bolivia's government condemns these Israeli actions and suggests the International Court judge those responsible for this massacre.
The Israeli Cohen had alluded to the possibility of re-establishing diplomatic ties after he was expelled. But in an exclusive interview with Al Jazeera, Venezuela's foreign minister says it has made no effort to reach out.
We deny these claims. They want to use anything to launch a campaign of plots against us and to tarnish our position. but they won't succeed. This is just part of their psychological war, because it really hurt them deeply when our decision came from here in Venezuela against them as criminals and killers.
With the Israeli embassy now empty, protesters instead open its borders with Gaza to allow humanitarian aid into the strip, including a plane full of medicines sent by Venezuela. People here say they wish Arab nations would act as decisively as their government has, even thousands of kilometers away from Palestine. Dima Khatib, Al Jazeera, Caracas, Venezuela.
Well, back to southern Israel now, where the siege on Gaza has entered its 20th day. They may be first in the line of rocket fire out of Gaza, but residents of Israel's south say they overwhelmingly support the offensive on the Strip. But now a new group in Sderot has proposed a different course of action. From there, Al Jazeera's Jackie Rowland sent us this report.
Nowhere does Israeli patriotism burn more brightly than in Sderot. This town of 25,000 people has been in the front line for years. Many hundreds of rockets fired from Gaza have landed here. So it's hardly surprising that the town is solidly behind the war.
Listen, you can talk with any person, but with terrorists, there is no talking with them.
Whoever says you can talk with Hamas, in my opinion, needs to go to a psychiatrist, because something isn't right with him.
This is what they're talking about. A Qassam rocket landed here last week. It injured one woman and did a thorough demolition job. In the grander scale of things, not many Israelis have been killed by these rockets. But the knowledge that it could happen to anyone has spread fear and anger.
Most people in Sderot would like to obliterate Hamas. So the idea of promoting a different approach, one of dialogue, would seem futile, even foolhardy. But that's exactly what a small group of people here are trying to do.
Zohar Avitan is one of them. They call themselves Kol Acher, or Other Voice. Zohar works at a local college where a Qassam killed a student last year. He thinks that talking rather than fighting is more likely to resolve this conflict.
Wars don't give any opportunity. The only way is talking. Now you have to find to talk with whom. We, in Other Voice, find people like us who are ready to talk with us every week through the cellular phone. But they are not politicians.
It's a hard line to sell to people who've been living with red alert sirens for 8 years. The voices in Israel calling for a ceasefire may be few, but in the rest of the world, they're growing louder. Jackie Rowland, Al Jazeera, Sderot.